Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gamers Inn Monthly Patron Hangout. This is our September hangout. This is like, I want to say, like our sixth or seventh patron hangout now.
Yeah.
Feels like we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good to hang out with the patrons and kind of say, hey, thank you. Let's talk about what you want to talk about. Even though every episode we record of the Gamers Inn is kind of just talking about what everybody's interested in, because if we talked about boring stuff, no one would listen, right?
Right.
Right. So, well, Amiibo, everybody. I know we covered... No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. We'll cover that next Friday when I get more. No, seriously, though, I wanted to thank the patrons. I don't think we... I mean, we do it like in our little like spiel every week, but I don't think we like just say it out of script. So, like, thank you to the patrons who have supported the show. Like, you're right. This is our sixth or... seventh Patreon hangout, and it's fun to
if
do
not more
show.
Like I just pulled that number out of nowhere. I'm not 100% sure,
it
but
feels
it,
right.
It's been going for a while now anyway.
Yeah, it's nice to have a casual format Gamers in version, so it's nice. But it does depend on the patrons asking us awesome questions and giving us topics to talk about.
Exactly. So what do you guys want to talk about this week? Anything?
Yeah. Is there anything on your guys' mind? I mean, I know there's lots of cool stuff, but lots of cool things. Longest ads ever today. What?
Oh, it's probably the.
Oh, I thought they were commenting on us talking about Patreon. Like, oh, wow. Okay. there. Well, okay. People are just kept popping in now.
Yeah,
but,
everyone's just starting popping.
Yeah. It's so for those who aren't aware, we do the Patreon hangout. On a schedule every third Thursday before game night at 7 p.m. So if that, I find that helps people try to get it in their calendars, and especially doing it before game night allows people to be like, oh, I just need to show up an hour earlier. It's on the same Twitch channel. You guys don't have to do anything. Tonight, we're going to have to move into a whole other room after this.
I know. Yeah. It's
dedication.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Mario 3D says, hey guys, biggest issue, thoughts on Rainbow Doritos.
I'm Googling it.
What are, I think this needs to get Googled. Hang on.
I feel like when I was in university, I would have been all up on what was going on with Doritos and why there was a rainbow flavor. Okay, Yahoo Food, taste the rainbow, Doritos to launch Pride Flag inspired tortilla chips.
Interesting.
That's interesting. I'm all for supporting the LGBT community. I wonder, are these going to be just like, I'm not cool with flavored chips that, I don't think purple is a good flavor, Jocelyn.
I don't think that they'll be, okay, here we go. There we go. There's your rainbow Doritos, everybody. Exciting. So, I don't know. There we go. There. That's better.
And I mean, I know that, like, Doritos as a gamer is our snack of choice sometimes, and again, all for supporting this community. But I wonder what the purple and blue and green will taste like. Like the orange and red, you can get away with like cheddar and barbecue. But like,
I think it says on the front, and chat room I think is confirming that they're Cool Ranch flavored. So they taste like Cool Ranch. They just happen to be rainbow colors.
But purple Cool Ranch. I can't. Do you remember when we were kids and you could go buy ketchup that was like different colors from red? And like,
I vaguely remember green ketchup.
Green, yeah. There was a purple one. And it was, and it kind of, it broke the mold.
There was purple?
Oh yeah, there was purple. And that maybe that's why I'm not a big fan of this, because purple, like, you could have the package look like this and get it and be fine and support the community and whatnot, but I don't know.
Ryan, I have a question for you.
What?
Do you have the PSD file for the Gamers Inn overlay?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think that you could possibly make one that has
like right
Josh
now
plays instead of GIS Gamer? Because for like the fourth time that we have broadcast in a row with this overlay, everyone in chat's like, you have to change your Twitter handle, Jocelyn. It's still not right. And I'm like, I keep forgetting, and see, I don't have the PSD.
Every time they commented, I thought they were talking about your streaming overlay, your other one. Not
no,
the Gamers
Inn. No, the stream overlay is fine because actually somebody, that like literally the first night that I switched it over, someone was like, oh my God, your overlay's wrong. Here's a new one with the right stuff. And I was like, sweet, thank you. Yeah. Might actually have been Tweep. I'm trying to remember now.
But. We'll fix it. I'll make a note.
There, now I've passed it off.
I was unaware that it would, but then now that you mention it, it makes sense. But anyways, Rainbow Doritos again, like maybe I'll try it. And Azax, nobody should ever boycott Doritos. Doritos are delicious, and this is a good cause, so don't do that. Doritos are really delicious. Cool Ranch especially. I like Cool Ranch.
I like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah, yeah. So Doritos, that didn't last long. What else you guys got? Here's a serious game
Barbara
question.
Barbara has a Yay. Serious game question.
Barbara's going to nail it. Is it an amiibo question? Probably not.
No, God, I hope not. I'm so sick of talking about your little figurine
obsession. If it's serious, it's probably not about amiibos, unless we're talking about my problem.
Unless she's saying that it's serious, but it's really not serious.
Wait a minute.
What are Locos Tacos Doritos?
I don't know. Loco Tacos. It's where you can get a taco, but the shell is made of Doritos.
What?
You didn't know that was a thing? You can go to Taco Bell right now in Canada and get a Dorito shell. It's delicious.
That sounds made up.
It's not. It's not made up. And Azex, are people actually negatively responding to this?
Like, Ryan,
I know it's the internet.
It's the States, and it's the internet. Trust me, there's someone having a negative reaction.
People. I mean, like, the human race could progress so much further if we just stopped getting in internet wars over Dorito packaging. Poor Jeff Keighley has to cry himself to sleep because of Dorito wars on the internet. And I just, why can't we just stop it? Just stop it. Anyways, I'm closing this. I'm infuriated. I'm going to go buy two of these bags and eat them on the stream next week.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought Barbara had a serious game question, but there we go. There was a Kickstarter for a prequel to Myst called Abduction.
Oh.
Set to be released in fall 2015, and I haven't heard anything else since then. So this seems like generally the Kickstarter question, like the Kickstarter question. Basically, like, I backed stuff, where's my stuff?
And Kickstarter is not a pre-order program.
Yeah, many people think of it like a pre-order program, and the problem with that is that you are giving people money, largely people, generally you're giving people money who have never done this before. They've had super cool ideas, but, you know, like, they haven't actually ever shipped a game or made a book or put together a board game or whatever the case may be. In a lot of cases, sometimes it takes longer or costs more money than what they originally planned. So there's, I think, a huge, huge, huge risk with Kickstarter, and that's why you have to be really careful where you put your money. Obviously, there's plenty of very, very successful, very well done Kickstarters, but you just have to do your research before you start throwing money at people, and you basically have to treat a Kickstarter as money you no longer have. And if you get whatever you're supposed to get at the end, that's a bonus. You are kind of like supporting and helping somebody to attempt to do that, whatever their dream happens to be. Mm-hmm. And they may not get there. There might be hundreds of different reasons for that, but it's always possible that Kickstarters won't get fulfilled. It's a risk. It's an investment. It's not a pre-order. So
now this all being said, I'm looking at the Kickstarter right now. The estimated delivery for the actual games are October 2015.
Oh, okay.
So unless there's been some additional coverage that is saying that they're having troubles with development, they are still technically cool. Their website has taken pre-orders down, so
if their website is taking pre-orders, then that's a pretty
They've taken
good
them
sign.
Down. Like, they're not taking
pre-orders. They're not taking pre-orders. I see.
Which is a solid move if they are going to have to delay. But, yeah. I mean, if we want to talk about Kickstarters that are having a rough ride and not treating their backers with respect, you got to look at Mighty No. 9, which is the Mega Man dude's new company, Comcept. And they've actually delayed the game to early 2016. And again, games get delayed all the time, but due to a lack of communication, it's just become really weird. Like, usually when you run a Kickstarter, that forms a bond between you and the your closest customers. Not a legally binding bond, or, like you said, it's not a pre-order system, but a bond nonetheless, like we have with our patrons, where there is this special communication that should be going on with the people that made your dream a reality. And when delays hit, and they actually delayed their demo as well, so they're just having big issues with just this Kickstarter campaign. And it doesn't help that they tried to run two others at the same time before their initial project launched. But Kickstarter is messy, and I haven't backed a game in a very long time. But yeah, I guess the last one would have been Republic, and I'm still waiting for the last two episodes on that one. But
I'm trying to think. I mean, I backed, I guess, The Contender.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Scott's book. But really, the only stuff I back on Kickstarter now are basically projects from people I know, like friends.
Because you can actually, you know where they live.
Stuff like, exactly.
You can go hurt them.
Exactly. Yeah, I can go get my money back.
Okay, guys.
I'm kidding.
By no means are we being serious. Because that's not how Kickstarter works either. It is not a means to hit people with. No, but that's true. Like, usually I don't immediately jump into a Kickstarter. Like, there was a Kickstarter that was fairly close to my heart when it was the guys who did Banjo-Kazooie, and they're making a new one of those, and I would have loved to back it, but they hit their funding, and I'm just like, they've got enough to make the game they want to make, and this isn't a pre-order system, and I'm happy to just wait and see how it goes. But like you said, Scott's project, the Contender, Jury's project, and his team, like, I was happy to back it because it was like, I want to make sure these guys get every penny they can to make this a better book, a better game. And in Scott's case, like, we were able to unlock more hardcover stuff, more content, and that book is going to be rad.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, in terms of that specific game, like, I don't know, I haven't heard. I haven't heard anything about that, but I would say, yeah, if you haven't heard anything, have people been posting in the Kickstarter? Like, is there just, like, total radio silence from the company? Because that's probably a very bad sign. I would say delay and or cancellation.
No, so. Their last update was August 7th, and it's a public update on their Kickstarter. So I think games take a while to be made, and it is kind of crappy that you are seeing a really cool looking game and you're quote unquote giving them money to finish it, and you want it right away. Like, when I backed Republic, I was like, oh, this is gonna be really cool, but I know I'm not gonna be able to play it for like another year and a half, and that's tough. So a lot of fans of these games look at these Kickstarters and say, oh, I want to play this right now. And I think Obduction, which is an amazing title, is going to ship and people will get to play it. And the fact that we haven't heard of it is probably a good sign, because if we had heard of it, that means it would have been on front page of Polygon.
Yeah.
Kickstarter screws customers again, you know?
Yeah. Like, how much money did they make?
They made over $1 million.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it is big enough that it would be, so it would be noticed.
Yeah. There, if there was an issue, we would have heard of it. So, but I didn't want to leave you hanging. He did have a really great pun, and he's like, I've never heard of this game. I must have missed that announcement.
I just saw that as well. Yeah. Josh has been on point with the puns.
He's been doing really well, and I'm super glad. The last
couple of weeks, it's just like every time, bam.
Yeah, I missed your puns, good sir.
Azak says, here's my question for Joss Plays. According to this bracket, Reynad got beaten in the NA qualifiers on a scale of 1 to 10. How happy are you? I don't know what bracket you're looking at, but I see Reynad playing against Delay. So eventually the people in the lower bracket can play the people in the upper bracket again. So it doesn't mean he's out. But yeah, I don't actually see him losing at all. So,
there's a Canadian even then, named Purple Drank. Purple Drank?
Purple, yeah. He used to play for Archon. Now he coaches another team. But there are actually a lot of Canadians on this list, which is awesome. Silent Storm There's another one, Hot Form.
Fibonacci.
Yep. And yeah, purple.
I guess that's the next step, right? Like, that's the next step for me to actually understand Hearthstone esports. Because, like, there was a lot of talk of a tournament on the Angry Chicken this week, and I was just like, what's happening? I saved the link for that priest deck I'm gonna try out. But other than that whole tournament stuff just flew over my head. But it was still interesting. Is that what's going on right now? That the North American,
or is, yeah, that a different, so there's tournament? Basically the Hearthstone World Championships happen at BlizzCon each year, and this year there's like the kind of like there was a last call tournament, and then there's this is the big qualifier. So everyone in North America and Europe and Korea, China, I think there's a couple of other places too. But basically, they're in the process of taking everybody who plays Hearthstone and narrowing it down to the 16 people that are going to go to the World Championships. So this North American qualifier is going to get narrowed down to 4, I believe. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The whole road to BlizzCon thing is really fun to follow. So this is what I was watching earlier on this afternoon. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's I was watching the purple versus Zelay game, and then the Bloody Face and Trump game, and they were good games. And yeah, there's a lot of really really well known players on this list. Honestly, I'm never happy when somebody just flat out gets eliminated. I mean, like, if Reynad actually had been eliminated, like, I'm not a huge fan of Reynad, but I'm never like, ha, suck it, Reynad. And especially with all the stuff that's going on right now with him, like, yeah, I would not be happy if he lost, because that's just mean.
What she's trying to say is she never cheers against another team, no matter what sport or no matter what province they're from.
That's so not true.
Let's say if the Montreal Canadiens were facing another team, she would certainly cheer for the Montreal Canadiens. She has no reason to hate that team with a fiery, leafy, losing passion. So, I mean,
there you go.
Yeah. Azex, I did want to touch base on Azex saying that he was asking us a question about the Kickstarter pre-order thing with Deus Ex. You got to catch up on your gamers in, buddy. That was a topic we covered a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. I did see that earlier, that question earlier on. Yeah, so we did have a topic a while back.
I'll dig up the link and I'll throw it in the chat for him. But
we did talk about that. But
Fiery passion, fiery losing passion, because they're going to do it anyway. have you ever played Myst?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, I haven't played Myst either. So a version of that. So just Barber wrapping this up. Would we be interested in playing a prequel? I mean, I would certainly play a game made by, I know a lot of people like Myst, so I would certainly play a Myst game that has decent, realistic, you know, modern graphics, right? Because those Myst games are from the 90s, I think.
Yeah, no, they are old. Yeah.
I'm just sort of scrolling back here. Yes, he is behind. There's a question here from Mario. Ryan, have you played the Uncharted games? I have. Jocelyn, are you going to play them when they come out on PS4? Probably. We're hoping to get a copy of that, I think. And we'll see. Probably do the same thing we did with Until Dawn, although I highly doubt you'll stream the whole thing. Those are beefy games. Those Uncharted titles.
Yeah, I'll probably stream some. I might stream.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
We'll see. When is it coming out?
So it launches October 9th.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say if it's in December, then I probably will stream the whole thing because I won't have anything else to do during the day.
There are three games. You could certainly save one of them for December.
That's true.
You got a busy October and a busy first front half of November. Yep. So, story of our lives. I just played them all for the first time a few months ago, and they are some of my favorite games. Has a great story and in a way remind me of Until Dawn with a lot more shooting. Yeah, a lot more shooting. Those games are there. You kill a lot of people in that game. That's actually a running meme for the Uncharted series, that Nathan Drake is just a really, really good serial killer, because you kill like hundreds of dudes in each of those games. But it's super fun because you're doing these, like, there's these set pieces, I think, which I think you'll really enjoy, Jocelyn. There's these set pieces, and it's not just I don't think there's a lot of quick time events. It's more like traversal and movement. So as opposed to running and jumping and hitting X right at the right time to secure the ledge, you're running and jumping and your character is grabbing onto something, or you're running as a building is collapsing behind you and trying to get away, or stuff like that. I think you'll really dig it. Those games are probably my favorite on the Sony platform. Uncharted series is so good.
I know. Everyone seems to be really excited about Uncharted. I'm excited to try it because I've never had a PlayStation before. So
yeah, you'll dig it.
I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will.
Battleborn. Jim's talking about Battleborn.
Thrall. My cat is, yeah, Thrall is just, he's all about saying hi, guys. So Thrall says hi, everyone. apparently new Overwatch heroes next week. That's cool. I'm looking forward to actually getting my hands into that game. Like, I'm ready for Overwatch, Blizz. Come on.
Did you play it at BlizzCon?
I did. Got my ass kicked, but I played it.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure if you had or not, but I'm looking forward to trying that game.
It is fun. And even then, like, back at BlizzCon, the iteration that we played is not going to be even close to what they end up releasing. But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, right now I'm playing a lot of, like, not a lot, but playing more Destiny than I was a couple months ago. And I forgot how much I missed a good first-person shooter. I love the Halo series, and that Destiny is just, it's got, the shooting is just superb. Probably the best shooter, best shooting mechanic I've ever played. The campaign leaves a bit to be desired, but it's nice to be back in that genre. I don't think I've touched it. I mean, maybe I touch it each year a little bit with Call of Duty, but not enough to really remember. But Overwatch seems like it'd be a really cool one. Although I'm not a big fan of just the solely multiplayer. I really need a campaign for my shooters. So it'll be interesting to see whether it sticks, especially if friends aren't playing it as much as you would hope. But crap, a lot of free to play shooters, like multiplayer only, going live with. Like Jimmy's saying, like Overwatch, Battleborn, Paladins, is that a first-person shooter?
I think so. It's not Smite's, Hi-Rez's basic version of Overwatch.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Apparently, Azax is saying rumors are that beta is going to start next week, which is exciting. So, we'll have to see what happens.
Oh, wait, you're saying the beta might start next week?
Apparently, that's what Azax is saying. Rumors are saying. So,
Blizzard, please, yes. Can we get in? Well, okay, I'm not going to ask because every time I ask, I get into the beta last. So I'm not going to say anything. Also, I don't want to, like, you know, get Canada out of the running, because that usually is the excuse. It's like, oh, it's America only right now.
That's what happened in Heroes with me. Yeah. That's kind of what killed the whole entire Heroes experience, was that all of my people that I podcast with and everything else that were super into Heroes got into the beta way before me, like good two and a half months. And basically, like, even internally, no one knew, like, why I wasn't getting in, because I had a couple of Blizzard employees that had me on their friends and family list, and they were just like, you should be in, like, you're on the list, I don't understand. And it was because I'm Canadian and the beta was only open to Americans, but nobody knew that.
Yeah.
So
you think they just don't, it's like every apocalypse movie. They're not concerned with what's happening with Canada, you know.
Exactly.
But then that might be good, because, like, maybe we're surviving, I don't know. Yeah. Solid Ed Ron, I don't know. In case this was missed, does Microsoft shutting down live indies games really matter? I don't know the whole story around it, but no, I believe the Indies Live was a separate game store where Indies had it's sort of like Steam Greenlight, and that they had a better ability to get their games on the Microsoft store.
I see.
And it being shut down is kind of, I think it's, this isn't the old Microsoft. If they're shutting something down, it's usually for a good cause, and they've really been pushing to make the Xbox store one cohesive store, as opposed to having, here's our Xbox One store, here's our 360 store, here's the indies store, here's the preview store. It's all one big store, and they've really been pushing to bring more indies in, especially with their indie projects. Because the indie thing is separate from, they have their Xbox ID, which is a whole other group of employees that they have, I think, that are working with indies. So it might just be reducing redundancies, if that makes any sense. But I don't know. I should dig into that, because I did see it, but I didn't know whether it was a huge deal.
It doesn't sound to me like it's a really big deal. I mean, but the flip side of that is the whole indies thing a big deal anyway, if we didn't even, although I don't have an Xbox One, so that might be part of the reason why I haven't been paying as close attention to Xbox stuff as I normally do. But yeah, I mean, like, if we weren't even really, it wasn't even on our radar, then does it really matter if they closed it? No, probably not, especially if they're going to make everything kind of available somehow through their regular store. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. But I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, if you know any more about it, Solid, can I call you Solid? Just let us know, because I'm pretty sure they kind of cover all that with their Xbox ID program. Unless that is the Indies program that we're talking about, then we're all doomed.
I thought there was another question in the chat. I've been trying to keep up with chat.
Yeah, Josh is asking, is there a character in the Nintendo world that you would like to have as an amiibo that is not one yet? So this can be for both of us, because I think there's got to be one character, and I don't mind if you say Link, because Link is terrible.
I'm not up on amiibos as much as you are, so I might accidentally name one that already is an amiibo.
Well, I won't hold it against you. It's fine.
I think I would. It would be really cool to have, like, a Zelda Fairies one.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, Navi or the two from Majora's Mask.
Yeah. That one hasn't been done.
Tail, yeah.
I think when the new Zelda game launches, we're going to get more than just the core characters. I mean, if you look at the Animal Crossing series, they're doing more than what I would consider the core characters. Like, they have their shopkeep and their main mortgage dude, who are the two key characters, and maybe Mr. Rossetti, the guy who always got pissed off when you shut the thing off. But then they go, like, let's throw the bootmaker in, and the guy who helps you make patterns. It's like, these aren't characters. They're just animals with hats. Like, what? Come on.
Josh, that would be so cool. Every time you plugged in Navi, she goes, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, really and truly, she's a fairy. They would be very, very simple. It would be very small and be cool if it, like, lit up or something.
Yeah. I think I bet you any money when the new Zelda game comes out next year for Wii U, we are going to get a whole series of Zelda amiibo and one of them will be one of the fairy characters. I thought maybe you were talking about the Great Fairies.
Well, the Great Fairy would be really cool too, because that was going to be the next thing I was going to say would be, like, I mean, yeah, the fairies that follow Link around are characters in and of themselves, especially in Majora's Mask. They get more kind of personified than Navi is. Navi is very much just a, let me help you.
She's just a floating ball.
She's just a floating ball, yeah. But in terms of, the other, Great Fairy. Paddle and Tail would be cool.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, other modern Mario.
Midna.
Midna would be great. Even getting both of the Midna.
She's not really like a fairy, but...
No, but she's a really cool amiibo. That's the unfortunate part about the Zelda franchise, is that Nintendo will make these great secondary characters. One would argue that Midna was a main character in Twilight Princess, but she only exists in the Twilight Princess universe, and then we never see her again in a modern game, yet we get Zelda, Ganon, and Link every single time.
And which, I mean, Sheik is badass, so I'm kind of cool with that.
Well, and I'm not necessarily saying, like, throw them out, right, and give me a Midna game, which that would be rad. But I'm just saying, like, maybe if you're going to rehash those four characters, what's the harm in adding Midna? Like, Midna's final form. I mean, I don't know if you've played Hyrule Warriors yet, but you...
No,
I
haven't. haven't.
Certainly should, and you should make sure Kearney picks up the season pass, because you can actually play as Midna with the DLC.
Oh, cool.
It's super rad. An 8-bit Link would be really cool. Could you just imagine if Link, there was a Link version of this? That'd be super sweet.
And then your Link would match your Mario.
Exactly.
And then, you know, they'd probably have to do an 8-bit Zelda too, so you'd have to buy that one as well. Mm-hmm. And then on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
8-bit Navi, it's just a cube.
It's just a cube. A glowing cube. Yeah, I'm trying to think of if there's any other, like, main series characters. And Nintendo isn't interested. It doesn't look like Nintendo's interested in making amiibo for every single series that they put out. Like, there's a new Star Fox coming out at the end of the year, and they're not putting out a Star Fox line. They're just, you can use the Smash Brothers ones. But they'll definitely do one for Zelda. I'm trying to think if there's any other characters that we're missing. Like, Smash sort of took all the best ones, you know? So I don't know. I don't think there's a major character we're missing. Yeah, the Koopa Kids. I could see them doing all the Koopa Kids.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, which, collectors would be super upset with that fact, because it's like, well,
how
now
many
I
are
have
there?
To buy
aren't
them
there
all.
Like, are there 7 or 8?
I think there's 8, and they're all based off of, like, classic composers.
Yeah, no, I did know that, but I'm just trying to remember if, like, because there's one at the end of each of the worlds, right? And there's always 8 worlds. But I can't remember if Bowser was at the end of World 8 or if it was another kid.
I think there was just a Bowser castle that you went to and fought. It's been a while.
I know, it's been so long.
And the crazy thing is that in Smash Brothers, you could actually play as all of the Koopa Kids just by switching the costume for Bowser Jr. There's the same moveset, it just looked different and had different voices, so it was really neat. Oh, God,
Mario 3D.
3D
in the chat room saying, each Koopa Kid is a different retailer exclusive.
Look, if Nintendo, if you're listening,
wants to torture you.
Mario 3D is joking. He's not being serious. Don't do that, because that's the best way to ensure that I don't buy all of them, because I don't have some stores near me. Cross Country? No, we're not going to do that. We wouldn't do that. Any other burning things happening? Like, it's been pretty quiet week, you know, quiet month. This whole month has been pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Although if Overwatch comes out next week, that'd be really cool. If anybody wants to call in and hang out, you can do that. Certainly. R. Murphy TGI, and we'll toss you in here. I know we hung out with Sparky last time, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was nice. So if anyone wants to call in, you can certainly do that if you want to chat about something in particular. I might have, what is Josh talking about? A cross-country underground market for amiibo? You mean like what is that? A black market?
Yeah. Underground Railroad, kind of.
if you go to Reddit, I'm pretty sure you'll find it. I mean, you could go to Reddit and find anything, but
yeah,
careful.
Not a stretch.
I'm
not a big Redditor. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not I just a big Redditor.
I just subscribe to specific.
Yeah, subscribe to obviously the Tag Podcast subreddit and the Hearthstone subreddit, but. I don't know. There's just so much crap on there. I can't wade through it all.
You have to be careful, right? Like, okay, and that's the other thing too, is that it's the internet, so there's going to be people in the community that are not fun, and I see it all the time. Like, the Amiibo Canada Reddit was super awesome, but occasionally some asshat would come in and say something stupid and ruin it for everybody. But usually mods are pretty good to snuff that out. So I don't know. It really depends on the community. Like, I've had to unsub from communities that were, what's the word? Representing some of my favorite brands, like Xbox One. I would often go, or PC gaming. I had to unsub from the PC gaming Reddit because people were just assholes. You know, they were. It's like, every time a console story was posted, they'd jump all over it, downvote it, and just say, like, oh, PC Master Race, like, nonstop. There'd be occasionally people who would be super nice, but, yeah, it's Reddit's a fickle beast. So I don't know. I get the sense that a lot of people don't really. There's only a few people who really use Reddit.
Azax in the chat room says, I want to chat about those hot new Twitch streamers, Azax and Ping Pong Pete.
Yeah. Ping Pong Pete, I hear he streams a lot of Rocket League.
He streams pretty much exclusively Rocket League.
What does Azax stream? Is it Hearthstone? Heroes.
Heroes, yeah.
I'm checking out his profile right now.
Yeah, I think he and Barber are going to be streaming a lot of Overwatch when they get in. Nice. I don't know if they're going to be streaming it together, but I know Barber was mentioning that she was going to do a lot of streaming. So I think it's awesome. I love to see all of the kind of fans and friends of the show and stuff that are really starting to get into streaming. And
he's got a better processor than I do. Kind of jealous. And a better video card. What the hell, man? I like that, showing PC specs. Is that like an EPIN thing that you have to show your PC specs? Are people actually like really looking for that stuff?
I'm seriously asking. Post it, yeah.
Well, I know some streamers post it, but do they actually like really want to get them facts?
I don't have mine posted. I don't really. I don't think it's that important, but.
It's a solid build. I was gonna say, like, looking at it, it's like, yep, that's a gaming computer. You got a good one there. Although your power supply, man, might need up that wattage.
We do have another question from Kiwapachi. We'll try that one. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names.
It's pronounced Kiapachi.
Okay, I'm not as bad as Ryan. I want to know if we're excited about the Witcher 3 expansion.
I don't know. Do you have a couple extra months that I can borrow?
I was going to say, I still actually haven't finished Witcher 3. I haven't gotten much further than where I streamed, months ago now, I guess. Just pretty much, like, the tutorial. So.
You should play more of it.
I know I should. It just,
It's a great adult game.
It's so hard
game.
To find time to play everything. Like, I mean...
When I
was playing Until Dawn, I literally didn't play anything else except for a little bit of Hearthstone and a little bit of Rocket League, just kind of as palate cleansers after Until Dawn. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I mean, I didn't do anything with my life. Like, I came home from work and then I would, you know, do some Until Dawn and then I would, you know, watch something funny and then I'd go to bed. Like, I don't know. There's just not enough time in the day to play all of these games, so.
And I'm in the same boat. Like, I loved The Witcher 2. I devoured it. And I loved Dragon Age. And yet there's content being poured out into those franchises that I just cannot find the time to get to. And here I am talking about, oh, I picked up Destiny again. I'm really liking it. And you downloaded the demo. And it's like, if only we could just... If only one game would come out, one big game would come out at a time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Batman threw me off The Witcher, and now, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, and somebody said, I've lost it now, game length is a problem this year. It is a problem. I mean, not like a...
Kiwapachi said
it. Not bad. I'm really glad that we're actually seeing a lot of content be produced and some really interesting stories and everything else, but everything that I'm consuming, because I'm so busy with all this other stuff and because I have to keep up on, specifically on Hearthstone, especially with World Championships happening now, like, I'm watching a lot as opposed to playing a lot. It's really, really difficult to get into anything else. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of all the things that I started and just didn't finish. Witcher 3, Batman, The Order... Until Dawn is the first thing I've actually played start to finish. And that was only 10 hours. But the stuff that I'm actually finishing is, you know, Games of Hearthstone, mm-hmm. Episodes of Life is Strange, Until Dawn, which was 10 hours, which was perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many really, really, really big, long titles that I haven't been able to just sink time into because it's also really intimidating, I guess is a really good word, when you're just like, well... If I start Witcher 3, I know I've got 100 hours that I have to sink into this game. And it's just like, I don't have 100 hours. I just don't. So
it's not even about total hours either, right? Because I know for me, after a long day, and if I walk home from work and I make dinner and I finally eat it, and if it's a Monday or a Tuesday or a Friday now, okay, my evening's free, but the other two nights I just spend podcasting. So like, do I spend time, you know, does Ashley want to spend time together? Are we going to watch one episode of Longmire or five? Who knows? And with The Witcher or Dragon Age Inquisition or any other large game, others being thrown out in the chat, I had Val ask me if I picked up Metal Gear Solid 5. Tweep is talking about Mad Max. It's like, I feel with those games, you really got to have more than an hour to sit down and play, because it's going to take you at least a half hour to really get into the game. Mm-hmm. And I know that personally for me, and that's a big issue that I have, where I haven't played The Witcher in 2 months because, well, actually I played just recently. I haven't played in a month because I've just, you know, I don't have that solid chunk of time, because I'm always thinking about, well, in 2 hours, I got to be ready to go do this, or I have to go do that. And I'm not complaining, because the other things I'm doing are fun and really worthwhile activities, but it sucks when you don't get to play your favorite games. We're not in university anymore. I remember when I was in university, we would like just bash through 100-hour games in weeks, you know, as opposed to months. So Fortunately, we're not at that point anymore. And yes, Hearthstone, a lot of Hearthstone, even so for me now. So.
So Azax wants to know what our favorite game is to watch but not play. He says his is Rocket League, because he's terrible at it. Josh says CSGO and League.
I don't watch a lot of games being played, but I will like watch little snippets of, we just talked about games that we haven't had time to play. I don't think it's about not, as everybody knows, I like to play everything, even if it is for 5 minutes. But what's wrong with me is that I don't have a lot of time to play these games. So one game I've been watching a lot of is Metal Gear Solid 5. You know, I watched a lot of the Giant Bomb Quick Look, and Scott put some videos up as well, which are from his NVIDIA stream, which are absolutely hilarious, him and John playing. So that's the best answer for me, because I don't actively seek out content. I really did enjoy watching Until Dawn that you were playing. That was a lot of fun. Even though I'd already played it, it was nice to experience again with fresh eyes. And I was recently... And
you screamed?
Yes. And I was like, oh, I remember being spooked by that. And I watched a documentary recently. It was a PlayStation developed documentary called Behind the Creators or something. And they were talking to the Uncharted folks, and they were saying something about, we love Let's Plays because it allows us to experience our game in a way that we would never be able to experience, because they spend years making these titles and then they don't get to play them with fresh eyes, but they do get to play them through other people who have not played it before. And I felt with Until Dawn, like, oh man, I've been through this whole game, and I even went back and replayed certain sections, and watching you play, it was like, oh, I remember this, and oh, I didn't do that, or I didn't get that piece of dialogue. It's like, man, she really hates Emily, you know? So it was like, it was really cool. And I think I really enjoyed watching Until Dawn, even though I played all the way through it, but...
Yeah, for me, when I watch Twitch, stuff that I watch is all stuff that I play. Like, I watch mostly Hearthstone. When I don't watch Hearthstone, I'm watching Smite, which is also another one that I play. Mm-hmm. I don't really watch a whole lot of stuff that I don't play. I guess probably Heroes would be it.
Sure.
And my reason for watching Heroes usually is because I have friends who are playing, and I would like to see how they're doing and stuff like that, because they're so super into it. And I just haven't been able to get into it, and I'm kind of like, oh man, well maybe if they like it, I'll like it eventually, and every single time I try, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
But I still, yeah, that's probably the only game that I really watch on Twitch that I don't play myself. I can't think of anything else, because mostly what I like to watch on Twitch is, it's funny because it's not the content I put out, but I like to watch like competitive gaming. I like to watch esports. People just doing Let's Plays, I don't really watch, unless there's something that I'm specifically thinking, like a game I might want to pick up. might watch like 10 or 15 minutes of my favorite streamer if they're streaming it.
Yeah.
But I don't generally watch Let's Plays, which is funny because that's pretty much all that I do because I am not good enough to be a competitive gamer. But I watch pretty much exclusively esports. So a lot of the stuff that I watch is just stuff that I play as well and look forward to getting much, much better at. Who knows? Maybe I'll be in the bracket for the World Championship next year. You guys don't know.
I know I won't because, man, was I getting trounced today. that game's matchmaking is broken. I'm just going to put that out there. Because sometimes I would face people who have, like, gold heroes and certainly know what they're doing. And then I would face other people who have never played before. And
you're facing gold heroes at rank 20, Ryan. I hate to burst your bubble, but that's a bot.
What? No.
Yeah.
Well, if they're a bot, that's A, cheating, and B, obviously they had, it doesn't matter if they're a bot, they just had a really good deck. Shut up! I didn't realize there was bots, and also the fact that, I guess I should have assumed there was bots, but I didn't know that was, like, a thing, and is that also the reason why people would quit, like, right away?
Yeah.
Is that a bot thing, too?
To keep them down at, like, rank 20.
So what the hell are they doing? Like, what are they...
Just farming wins.
See, I learn something new every day about Hearthstone. Oh, my God.
You got beat by a bot.
Is that really something to be ashamed about? He did really good. He had a really good deck. Like, although he was doing some behavior that was a little weird, now that you mention it.
Yep.
He wasn't responding to my BMs, so...
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Then you know it's a bot. But also, if you see, like, the cursor, you know, when you hover over, when your opponent hovers over things, it turns them, like, there's, like, a red kind of outline.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if you see it kind of, like, flicking around a lot, that's probably also a bot.
Oh, okay.
So it's, like, calculating all the potential. Yeah.
I'm learning these stuff. So if I'm facing a bot, do I just win?
I know. Jim, I know they aren't all necessarily bots, but 9 times out of 10, especially with other weird behaviors, they're bots.
But the gold heroes is like, that's a flag? Especially this late in the month, like a gold hero to be at level 20 is a flag?
Yeah, it's really weird, dude.
Oh, okay. I just figured like the game's been out for a few years, maybe people had eventually just hit, because I know people don't, but then again, you get the stars. Oh my God, you're right. Conspiracy. But seriously, that shaman deck's doing really well. We're gonna have to record another episode while I still have a high rank, because I think I'm at like 17, which is the highest I've ever been.
I saw that because I was literally like, I've just been messing around with a priest deck this season. So this season's the first time that I kind of really tried to just stick with decks I built myself as opposed to net decks.
Mm-hmm.
And my priest deck has been doing pretty good, but it's like I'm probably maybe 60% win rate with it, maybe.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like messing around. I think I'm around like 15 or 14, kind of bouncing around in that kind of rank.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking today thinking like, oh, I wonder who else is online and what ranks there. Ryan is 2 ranks below me. Shit, I gotta go.
I don't think we're at the month where it's like, because I think all you need to do is, like, try, and then you'll be ahead of me for the month. like really try to do ranked. And I know, like, a lot of people have, like, different amounts of funds. But I know for me, I'm almost close to my next, like, wing in NAX. So, like, once I get there, I'll probably go do that. But I was having pretty good luck with that deck and, like, getting, like, 3 or 4 wins in a row and racking up those stars.
Nice.
I dipped a bit and went up a little, but no,
the
I
ladder.
Yeah, I mean, and I got pretty frustrated with this one game where this guy had a legendary, like, it was a mage that like spawned fireball spells every time you used a spell.
Archmage Antonitis.
Yeah, and he had like, I think I let him do it one more time than he should have, and that gave him lethal, which I quit the app. Like, I know that doesn't work because it's all online, but like, oh man, I was so frustrated.
Can't leave up those legendaries, dude.
I know. I think I had a silence. I may have used it on something else, but yeah, you're right. Like, okay. So Kiwapshi, which we're just going to say, Kiwapshi sounds a lot better, don't you think? The T is silent.
You know that letter you've got in the middle of your name? It's just silent.
Can't T's be silent?
Because Ryan reasons.
T's can be silent. All right, Kiwapshi, if you could give us a I almost said symphonic spelling, but give us the spelling on that. He says, you have to realize Hearthstone is not a fair game, keeps me calm. And I mean, I know like a lot of people might take that as a trolley comment, but I do understand where he's coming from, because there's a lot of randomness, and it's not that it's not fair, it's just that sometimes the dice rolls are in your favor and sometimes they're not. Like when somebody gets a joust and they shoot all over everything and everybody dies. So, you know, there's this new...
What the hell kind of joust are you playing?
I don't know. The one joust card that got me was the healing wave, where it's like 7 or 14. And I'm like, what? I had the guy down to like 5 and he used 2 of them and hit the joust on both times. I was like, really? All that hard work.
You should rename your show to Ryan Gets Salty.
just frustrated. Frustrated. But I had to step away for a bit there. Like I said, my phone has to survive until next Friday at the very least. So please, please let Hearthstone be a little more kinder to me in the next week.
That'd be great.
I'm having fun. That as long as I deleted all my other decks in frustration, because the Hunter deck's really the only one that works. This week's been tough. In Hearthstone. Yes, thank you for the salt emoticons. We have time for one more.
One more
quick one. Barbara Mark, you are awesome. Well, hey, that's a good enough mark to go off on, I think. Oh, that's not a question.
No.
That's a fact.
Barber is awesome. Fact.
Yes. Fact. Barber fact. At Barber fact. Someone start that account. Blackrock Mountain. Yeah, I haven't even touched Blackrock Mountain yet. I'm interested.
Yeah, and I think you should take a look at what cards you might potentially need out of Blackrock Mountain. Emperor Thorison, I think, is from the first wing, and he's really powerful. He's the one that, at the end of your turn, he discounts all the cards in your hand by 1 mana. So if you have, like, he costs 6 mana, he's a 5/5. But if you have, like, 5 or 6 cards in your hand, he's, in a way, free, as long as you then play out all those cards in your hand. So.
Yeah, I am.
Pays for himself.
Yeah. Did anyone have a random glitch or something? Yeah, I did have that. They had the wrong.
They activated the wrong brawl.
Yeah, which I got my pack on that one, and then I had to play unstable portals like a loser sucker. And not get a reward for it. Although I really
love
do like
portals.
Yeah,
it's my favorite brawl.
I'm just waiting for more quests to come in so I can play not a shaman in Tavern Brawl. So. Mm. That'll be good. yeah, I mean, if no one else has anything else, I guess we can go play Rocket League.
Yeah, we can switch over to Rocket League, I guess. That's probably best. Has anyone seen Val? She made the suggestion.
She did. If she doesn't join us, Val, there might be some talkings to happen. Although I am kind of excited to play some PS4. Good time.
Tweep wants to know what your favorite color is. Mine, not surprisingly, is blue.
I like green, but
orange. Green is a solid choice.
Orange is a close second, I think.
Ew, really?
Yeah, Michelangelo, man. He's tubular. I don't know. Orange is like, if I had to have something
the
orange, I'd be fine with it. No, well, yeah, I guess. If you want to get all Netflix on us. But I if I had something orange, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like when we got those Extra Life shirts that were like bright orange, I was like, tubular, let's do this. But you
mean ours? I'm wearing our Extra Life shirt, dude. It's red.
Oh, no, I mean like the one sent to us from Extra Life. Like a while ago, it was green. Maybe it was before we started doing Extra Life
today. I actually, come to think of it, don't think I got an Extra Life t-shirt from last year.
Oh, those were...
Or my medals.
Really?
Yeah.
I got mine. It was a blue shirt. It was really cool. Did you put in for it?
I did.
Oh.
I should contact them, because I definitely didn't get the medal, because I still only have my 2. I should have 3.
You should have...
Should have another gold one.
Yeah, you should. Speaking of Extra Life, that's happening soon.
Yeah, actually, we should talk about that. So the actual Extra Life Marathon this year is happening the same weekend as BlizzCon because they're idiots.
That's
that it's the stupidest thing ever. So anyways, we won't be doing Extra Life on that day, obviously, because I'm going to be down in L.A. But
also, we want to watch BlizzCon. I mean, like, we're not crazy. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So I think, Ryan, you and James are going to be doing some stuff on that day, right?
Yeah, we haven't, like, we haven't nailed down anything besides the dates for our mainstream. But I think during, like, Extra Life proper, rather than just ignore the fact that everybody's video gaming for charity, James and I are probably going to do, like, a, I don't know, like, maybe a four-hour stretch at a solid time on a Saturday so we can hype up the real Extra Life stream, which is next week. And it gives James and I an excuse to play video games while we sulk about not being at BlizzCon.
And when you say next week, you mean the week after BlizzCon, not like next week, like September.
Next week, next week is not BlizzCon or Extra Life. The week after, the week after BlizzCon will be our stream proper. We're doing another like prime time stream that's been sorted, like probably 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then there will be streaming outside of those hours, but the 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. is when we're at our best and alive and well. After 2 a.m., instead of Smite, Drunken Rocket League. Drinking. Sorry, yeah. Well, that's not appropriate to say that, but what is it? It was a drinking game. We did a drinking game for Smite, so we're going to do a Rocket League drinking game.
Yeah, we're going to play a Rocket League drinking game. We just have to figure out the rules, which you guys can definitely suggest some. If you want to head over to patreon.com/thegamersin, we'll put up a public post just to have a nice little convenient forum for you guys to throw around your ideas. But we'll throw that up on the Patreon page, and you can tell us what you think our drunken Rocket League drinking game rules should be. Nothing that has to do with scoring goals.
Right.
Because there's too many goals. Rocket League is like 5-minute matches, and usually there's anywhere from like 4 to 10-ish goals in a game, and we don't want anyone to get alcohol poisoning or get sick. So it's something like score a crazy upside-down aerial goal, take a drink, that's fine. But if it's like score a goal, take a drink, or have a goal scored against you and take a drink, those kind of rules are not going to fly, guys. I'm sorry.
we have final veto power on the rules, and really it's about, and I think our community will understand this. You know, we never would put it past you guys to want us to harm ourselves. So it's about having fun for the kids. So obviously these drinking rules are just to have a little bit of extra fun and be like, Ryan said something inappropriate about ramming drink. It's like, okay, fine.
Jocelyn made a joke about balls.
Yeah, Jocelyn's on the ceiling again. Drink. Well, though, that would probably not be. That wouldn't. Be
that good. Would be dangerous. Yeah. Although dangerous. I haven't been on the ceiling very much lately. I've been trying really hard.
You'd be good. I think we have somebody in the chat room who's dissenting from our ruling. So maybe all the inappropriate crazy rules just apply to Kearney.
Yes. We will slowly get him drunk and bring him down to our level. I like it.
Actually, I like it. That makes perfect sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Even though he's on our team and we want to win, we should definitely, you know, take him down a peg.
Or 10.
Well, I don't know. I want to emphasize, we want to win. We want to win.
Yes.
And he helps us do that. So.
Yeah. So apparently Matt is actually telling us in the chat room right now that for Rocket League tonight, we can have PC and PS4 players join the same private lobby. So that must have been an update that came through today. So that's actually really, really cool. We need a lobby name and password to share with viewers. So I guess what we'll do is we'll make it TGI
Patreon Night? Or TGI. Yeah, or TGI Night. TGI Night, and then password Patreon or something. Something lame and insecure.
Yeah, something easy.
ABC123. That is totally not my password.
Oh my god, Barber, the bendy snap. It's bend and snap. Okay, chat room, show of hands. Who knows what the bend and snap is? Please tell me it's more than me and Barber.
We were having probably too much fun streaming
I laughed so hard I thought I was gonna puke.
Yeah, there was yeah, that was about to happen. Oh, look at that, lobby's up. So we should all go join in on the fun, and it'll be a good preview of, actually, come to think of it, when we were streaming Rocket League, was it last Saturday? I think that was a pretty good preview of the fun we're gonna have with Extra Life, because I think we were all partaking. We weren't playing by any rules, that's for sure, but we were doing the crazy game rules. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any like crazy game rules as well as drinking rules, send those in too.
Yeah. Tweep got it. It's from Legally Blonde. Thank you, Tweep. They were telling me that the bend and snap was not a thing, and it's totally a thing.
They were just doing that to bug you, and I think to good comedic effect. And thank you, Barbara Rumspringa. And no one believed me. Everyone thought I was making up like names of spring companies. Like, no, it's a real thing. And a lot of people, if they could use the internet, would be offended if they heard you say that. Like right now, they probably would have been offended if they heard me say that. So, and that. So.
All right. So we're going to kill the stream. It should be back up in about 5 or 10 minutes. We will be playing some Rocket League. Ping Pong Pete has been so kind as to create a lobby. So again, that lobby will be TGI. TGI Night, and the password is Patreon, so we will see you in there. You can play with us if you are on PC or PS4, so very, very exciting. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us on our Patron Hangout. This will be going up for the patrons tomorrow, and it will be available on VOD for everyone next week. So
perfect.
Thank you all for supporting the show, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Yes.
Bye.
We'll see them in an hour.
We'll see them like in 10 minutes, dude, but
right, I don't know why I said an hour.
I meant for like a game instead, or for the not a game, damn it.
for another show, because we're not allowed to talk about video games while we're playing video games. It's against the rules.